This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that India is not neutral but firmly committed to peace. He emphasized that the world listens whenever India speaks of peace because it is the land of Gautam Buddha and Mahatma Gandhi. In a podcast with Lex Fridman, Mr. Modi said Indians espouse harmony and stand for peace.
सांस्कृतिक रूप से ऐतिहासिक रूप से हमारा बैकग्राउंड इतना मजबूत है कि जब भी हम शांति के लिए बात करते हैं तो विश्व हमें सुनता है क्योंकि बौद्ध की भूमि है ये महात्मा गांधी की भूमि है तो विश्व हमें सुनता है और हम संघर्ष के पक्ष के है ही नहीं न हम प्रकृति से संघर्ष चाहते हैं न हम राष्ट्रों के बीच में संघर्ष चाहते हैं हम समन्वय चाहने वाले लोग हैं और उसमें अगर कोई भूमिका हम अदा कर सकते हैं तो हमने निरंतर अदा करने का प्रयत्न किया है
Replying to a question on the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Mr. Modi stressed that resolution to the conflict will come only when both nations come to the negotiating table. Mr. Modi opined that strong relations between India and China should continue in the future. He noted that differences do exist between neighboring countries and occasional disagreements are bound to happen. He said the focus is to ensure that differences do not turn to disputes. Speaking on Pakistan, the Prime Minister said Islamabad chose not to foster a harmonious existence after partition and chose to wage proxy war against India. He stressed that India has continuously urged Pakistan to abandon the path of state-sponsored terrorism for good. On artificial intelligence, the Prime Minister emphasized that no matter how much the world advances in AI, it remains incomplete without India. He highlighted that AI is fundamentally about collaboration and India is making a significant contribution to its development. He added that India is not only contributing to AI innovation, but also creating AI tools tailored to specific use cases. The Prime Minister also highlighted Mahatma Gandhi's ability to transform India's freedom struggle into a Jan Andolan by recognizing the power of Jan Shakti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi today. Prime Minister of New Zealand, Christopher Luxon, will join the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The three-day dialogue will be held from today till Wednesday. The theme this year is Kal Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. During the event, decision makers and thought leaders of the world will engage each other across conversations in various formats over six thematic pillars. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi today. Covering various aspects of India-New Zealand relations, the visiting leader will also call on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this afternoon. Mr. Luxon's visit aims to strengthen the bilateral relationship between both the countries, reaffirming their commitment to deepen ties across all sectors and foster people-to-people connections. He arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval held a meeting with Tulsi Gabbard, America's Director of National Intelligence, in New Delhi yesterday. According to sources, the two leaders had a detailed discussion on several facets of Indo-US relations. Tulsi Gabbard is visiting India as a part of her multi-nation visit. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to launch a dedicated app for the Prime Minister's internship scheme today. The launch aims to enhance participation by facilitating easier registration for the second round of the scheme, which accepts applications until March 31. In cricket, Sachin Tendulkar led India Masters clinch the inaugural International Masters League T20 title, beating Brian Lara's West Indies Masters by 6 wickets at Shahid Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur last night. The Kabaddi World Cup 2025 is set to begin in England this evening. The Indian men's team will start their campaign against Italy at Wolverhampton. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. The competition will span 7 days with over 60 matches. The men's competition will start with 10 teams split into two equal groups, A and B. India will compete in Group B along with Italy, Scotland, Wales and China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.